that it took you 14 seconds to find the choice point, which means you can do it anytime you want. And it instantly made you feel happier, to whatever degree. I'm for any degree of more happy. So don't now go somewhere else and lie to yourself 50,000 different ways about, I can't do it in the future, maybe my body will hurt too much to do it at 4:06 on Tuesday. And, you know, don't tell yourself 8 million stories about it. It was really that simple. It's always that simple. And judgments are always statements of complication that deny the simplicity and screw us up. And you're good at them, and everybody's good. Everybody's good at judgments. We're fed judgments with mother's milk. So if nothing else, just never deny again that you can easily choose. You just proved it to 30, 20, whatever number of people. I got witnesses. I got it on a record. I can get affidavits. It's choice. Well, for you, it's possible within an average of 14 seconds to find how to choose. So at least that you can't ever deny now.
So I don't have to worry about this aging body anymore. It's okay just to let it be.
It's going
to
age whether you worry about it or not.
Yeah. Not to make it make me unhappy because I feel like I can't do things that I used to be able to.
Well, this is the other the other side of the coin of this same method. You want the other side? Is don't choose anything ever. From this moment on, don't ever choose anything. Give up all choice and see choice as I don't choose, existence chooses, or God chooses, or the universe chooses. I'm just the puppet. That's the other way to do the exact same thing. Either you have complete freedom and ultimate responsibility and you can choose, or you have no responsibility. It's all predetermined and it's been chosen for you. Either one, if you live it totally, will take you to absolute freedom, absolute happiness. Guaranteed. You just have to live it totally, 100%, holding nothing of yourself back from it.
What do you have to say about chronic pain or chronic depression? Mm-hmm. And that, because having pain, it's true, you said pain is natural, but having chronic pain is really debilitating.
It's horrible. It's very horrible. It doesn't change the facts of how things work, though. Mm-hmm. So, what do you think that means? And nobody wants to trivialize or deny the awfulness of chronic pain. And there are literally millions of people just in the United States who are suffering every single minute of their life from chronic pain.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty sad. I logically understand this. Mm-hmm. I haven't done much meditation, and I mean, mm-hmm. I'm pretty young. Mm-hmm. I've known that I have many friends who meditate, and I know the benefits, mm-hmm. and they've even done clinical studies of mm-hmm. meditation and pain. Mm-hmm. So I know that, I mean, that's why I'm here, because I know that it really needs to be a part of my life. Mm. And so I see this as a process, but